Sam thought he'd found his retirement golden ticket. A former high school teacher with a modest pension, he'd been reading about options trading for months. The stories were intoxicating. Ordinary people turning small accounts into fortunes. Traders making more in a day than he'd earned in a year of teaching. So he transferred $50,000 from his retirement savings and dove in. 7 days later, he'd lost nearly $40,000. What happened in that catastrophic week reveals everything about why most traders fail and what separates those who survive from those who don't. Sam's mistakes weren't exotic or unusual. He placed market orders that filled at terrible prices, he chased hot tips from his neighbor, he doubled down on losing positions, convinced the market would prove him right. He traded without a plan, driven by emotion rather than analysis. Most dangerously, he risked money he couldn't afford to lose. His story isn't unique. It's the default trajectory for traders who prioritize profit over protection. Warren Buffett's first rule echoes here: never lose money. The second rule: never forget the first. Options trading isn't about avoiding all losses, that's impossible, but about keeping them reasonable while earning more than you lose. The foundation of sustainable trading isn't found in complex strategies, but in something far simpler: managing risk before chasing reward. Most traders chase stocks based on hunches or headlines, buying into momentum only to watch it reverse. The test trading strategy transforms paper trading into a sophisticated selection system running alongside real positions. Build a watch list of 80-90 quality stocks above $50, household names like Apple, Amazon, Microsoft. Before market open, scan for stocks showing upward movement of at least 1 point or 1% in pre-market trading. Place paper orders for 100 shares of each qualifying candidate. Monitor which positions gain strength throughout the morning. Stocks showing consistent momentum and paper profits of $200 to $300 become candidates for real trading. This isn't about predicting the future. It's about identifying what's already happening. Once you've identified a genuine mover, buy 5 in-the-money call options as a probe. If momentum continues, add 5 at-the-money calls. You're running parallel experiments, testing dozens of hypotheses simultaneously without risking a dollar until the market confirms your thesis. Pilots check weather before takeoff. Surgeons assess vitals before operating. Yet traders often plunge into positions without gauging market conditions. Markets have moods, distinct behavioral patterns that repeat daily, and recognizing them separates profit from loss. The bullish steamroller builds unstoppable upward momentum. The bearish steamroller creates relentless downtrends requiring patience. Rocky road produces chaotic reversals, a pattern that screams stay out. Spike patterns create vertical movements at the open, trapping inexperienced traders who chase while veterans bet on reversals. The sideways sucker makes small zigzags in tight ranges where profitable trading becomes nearly impossible. This framework isn't technical analysis. It's a vocabulary for market conditions that helps you align strategies with the current environment. Most importantly, it reveals when not to trade, perhaps the most valuable skill for preserving capital. Some days offer opportunity, others only risk. Wisdom lies in knowing the difference. Individual stocks are unpredictable, driven by earnings surprises or management changes. Trading ETFs like SPY, S&P 500, and QQQ, NASDAQ 100, lets you trade the entire market's direction, liquid instruments with tight spreads that make excellent trading vehicles. These ETFs are ideal for beginners because they're less volatile than individual stocks. After market open, place paper money orders for 5 at-the-money calls with 1 to 2 month expirations. If the market shows strength and your positions gain value, consider real positions with fewer contracts. Key insight: profitable positions should show gains within minutes. If they don't, your analysis is wrong. During uptrends, add to winners early, but never to losers. Markets reverse suddenly, so take profits when gains seem surprisingly large. During bull markets, calls can be held overnight, but remember theta decay. Selling too early won't damage your portfolio. Selling too late will. Put buying requires more vigilance. Markets fall faster than they rise, providing substantial gains with perfect timing. But even in bear markets, one-day rallies can destroy put positions. Wait for strong downtrends. When falling markets plunge, SPY and QQQ puts deliver substantial returns. The lesson: recognize and follow established trends, then ride those waves with discipline and proper risk management. Options are contracts giving you the right, not obligation, to buy or sell stock at a set price within a specific time frame. Each contract controls 100 shares, creating powerful leverage. Owning 100 shares of a $50 stock costs $5,000, but an option might cost just $300 to $500. Calls profit when stocks rise, puts profit when they fall. Unlike stocks, options always expire. Weekly options every Friday, monthly options typically the third Friday of each month. Two forces drive option pricing: implied volatility, IV, and time decay. Rising IV increases option prices regardless of stock movement, often spiking before earnings. Time value constantly erodes, accelerating in the final 30 days before expiration. Understanding these mechanics prevents costly errors like overpaying for inflated volatility or holding too long as decay accelerates. Many beginners focus solely on direction, leading to situations where they're right about the stock but still lose money. Success requires directional accuracy, proper timing, strategic strike selection, and understanding how these forces interact. Jesse Livermore made $100 million shorting the 1929 crash, equivalent to billions today. Wall Street's most legendary trader, he could move markets with his positions and shaped modern technical analysis. Yet by 1940, after cycling between enormous wealth and bankruptcy, he took his own life. His methodology centered on the three P's: pyramiding, adding to winning positions; probing, testing markets with small positions; and plunging, deploying maximum capital at optimal moments. While pyramiding and probing remained sound, his aggressive plunging often led to catastrophic losses. His most profound insight was the big swing, identifying and riding major trends rather than chasing short-term noise. His largest profits came from patience. It was never my thinking that made the big money for me. It always was my sitting. Yet his inability to follow his own rules, particularly on risk management, proved his undoing. Genius without discipline leads to ruin. Trading options isn't about get-rich-quick schemes. It's about managing risk, identifying genuine opportunities through systematic testing, and maintaining emotional discipline. The test trading strategy transforms paper trading into an active screening mechanism that identifies stocks with genuine momentum rather than temporary spikes. But the most valuable skill isn't knowing when to trade, it's knowing when not to. Not every day presents viable opportunities. The discipline to stay out when conditions aren't favorable may determine your success. As Jesse Livermore noted, there is a time to go long, a time to go short, and a time to go fishing. Position sizing provides ultimate protection. Never risk more than 1 to 2% of trading capital on any single trade. Profitable positions should show gains within minutes. If they don't, something's wrong. Add to winners early if momentum continues, but never add to losers. Markets reverse suddenly, so watch positions closely and take profits when gains seem surprisingly large. Your job isn't predicting movements with perfect accuracy, but positioning yourself to profit when right and survive when wrong.